Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, September the 12th, 2017. I'm your host, Ntungamili Nkomo, and tonight we are looking at schools opening across the country today amid the cash shortages and a plethora of other challenges facing the education sector. Let's get connected on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us live on 001-202-619-2077. We are streaming live on Facebook, of course, as you would know by now, at VOA Live Talk, as well as on our website, that's voashona.com, voandebele.com, as well as on voazimbabwe.com. Schools opened across the country for the third and final term today, with many parents failing to pay fees for their children, primarily because they could not access cash in the banks. On the other hand, teachers continue to complain about the implementation of the new curriculum for primary and secondary schools, calling it haphazard. We will be joined shortly by teachers' union leaders to explain their concerns. And, of course, we will also be hearing from students. Lichona njani zulukanda bayikudibana kuhlelo lwenu, uhlelo lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Lamhlanje ke isiqokoqela sendaba utaba olukhulu esikhuluma ngalo ngolokuvulwa kwesikolo. Izakhumbula ukubana bahambile ke abantwana ezikolo lamhlanje abamaboarding ngelethemba bahambe namuhla abanye bahambe izolo. Kodwa ukhona ukuthi abanye abazali bayakhala ngemali yama-school fees, bathi imali kayibambeki emabhanga njengoba nalisazi ukubana kulo dubo lokusilela kwemali elizweni. Ngakho abanye bathi kabayenelisanga ukubhadalela abantwana babo imali yemfundo. Kanti ke le nhlanganiso emela ababalisi bemaphandleni ivika ukubana abanye abantwana baxotshiwe lamhlanje, bafike baphenduswa ezikolo ngoba bengakabhadali imali yama-fees. Yilo ke udaba esingalo lamhlanje. Sizaphatha njalo udaba lwe-curriculum entsha ezikolo zama-secondary le-primary. Ababalisi bayakhala bathi i-implementation yakhona, ukuhlelwa kwakhona akuhambi kuhle, kanti i-government yona uhulumende uthi usedinge ababalisi abazafundisa ama-subjects amatsha abuya ephansi kwe-new curriculum le abafika 2,300. Yibo ke ababalisi uhulumende athi usebaqatshile, baqalile nje umsebenzi lamhlanje befundisa ikakhulu ama-subjects amatsha abuya le curriculum entsha. Yilo udaba olusegudwini lamhlanje. Kwaziwayo vatereri kusangana muchirongwa chenyu. Chirongwa The Connection, nasi tiri kukurukura nenyaya yekuvhurwa kwezvikoro. Vabereki, magona here kuwanira vana mari yema school fees. Vakawanda venyu vatambotaura navo, uyezve vatumira mashoko pano pa Studio 7. Muri kuchema-chema nekuti hapana mari mumabhanga. Naizvozvo hamuna kunge muchikwanisa kuwana mari dzekubhadharira vana venyu kuzvikoro. Sangano rinomirira varairidzi vekumareserva Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Rukutaura iro kuti kutsvagiridzo ya raita yaratidza kuti pane vana vakawanda vadzingwa kuzvikoro nhasi nenyaya yema school fees iyi saka ndiyo nyaya iri mugango ya tiri kukurukura nezvayo nhasi. And let me welcome our first guest tonight and that's Obet Masaraure, president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Obet, good evening and welcome on Studio 7.
Good evening. Thank you so much. Good evening, listeners.
Let's dive straight into the topic. Obet, you released a statement earlier today talking about, pupils being turned away from schools today because they had not paid school fees. Can you elaborate on that? How widespread was this problem?
Okay, it is a countrywide issue. I think the FBCs across the country, they now have a new immunity they acquired after obviously spending a lot of money for an all-heads conference that was held recently with borrowed money, especially when headmasters were forced to use their own money to fund for the Dogora convention process. And now, to try to recoup those funds, FBCs are now demanding the fees payment upfront before learners can be admitted into school premises. This is a report from Manicaland, where in one school in Wonde, only 12 learners could be accommodated on the school premises out of the 340 enrolled. The total enrollment of that school. I have a report from Masingo in Bikita East, where I was told that in one class there were only 3 learners out of a possible 40 learners. It was the rest could not be admitted because they could not pay the fees. So basically, the right to education for the learners is now being violated, and I don't see the government being able to do anything about it because they initiated the crisis. They forced the headmasters to spend their money funding in OAS conference, and these headmasters are claiming that they want their money back, and they are working in cahoots with the SDCs to try to force learners to pay something upfront because they could be admitted into classes.
Please do stay on the line there, Mr. Masaraure, as I welcome our second guest, that's educationist Ubabutandeko Zintimkandla. Good evening, Mr. Mkandla, and welcome on Studio 7.
Thank you, Ntunga, and thank you to the listeners and the co-host.
You are in Gwanda. Tell us what was the situation like today there. We hear, of children being turned away at some schools elsewhere in the country. What did you observe in Gwanda?
Well, generally, it's the norm, it's the trend that's nationwide, that in the opening day of schools, the heads of schools or the SDCs or SDAs will be hard-pressed to cover up for their expenses. Hence, they'll be sending people back home to remind the parents that they have an obligation to pay fees. It's a nationwide thing. It cannot be said to be limited to only one specific geographical location. It's just nationwide. Of course, not all schools do it, but the majority of the schools, they do it so that the people remind the parents of their obligations to the education of their children.
Kodwa umphathi ntambo wezemfundo kumbe ngithi uhulumende baba Mkandla se uhlala ekhuluma nje sithi kubana akulamntwana omela xotshwe esikolo ngenxa ye school fees ngenxa yembadalo ukuzuke kuhambe njani lapha nxa uhulumende eyakhuluma okunye kodwa abezikolo bona batholakale besenza esingathi opposite okwehlukeneyo kulaloko okukhulunywa uhulumende.
sithakela njani ndunga liqiniso sibili ukuthi uhulumende lo uyakhuluma ngonga ukukhulumayo njengoba nje vele ehlala ekhuluma lezinto ezibhambene labantu angikholwa mina njalo angiboni ukuthi kuyintando yabaphathi bezikolo ukuthi abantwana babuyiselwe ngekhaya mna ngithatha njengokuthi ngabantwana abayakhumbuza abazali lelo bala lokuthi lokuxotha angikholi ukuthi yilo ngoba akujiwo ukuthi mphumane kambani kuyabe kuthi hambani ekhumbuza abazali ukuthi balomlando ubana babhada le ifees yebo kambe uhulumende angatsho njalo athi abantwana kumelanga baxotshwe kumbe babuyisele emuva ngoba kuqala kwakungcono ngoba kwakulako kuthiwa igranti eyayiphiwa izikolo kusukela eprimary kusiye esecondary ukhangela ukuthi abantwana bangaki uhulumende abe sephosele okuncane ukuncedisa izikolo kundleko lezi eziyabe zikhona manje pholo mthombo wathi anitolontolo ngesikhalanga khathesi ukuthi izikolo zenzeni benze njani ngobana uhulumende vele ngasela ndlela kumbe asela ncedo alunika izikolo akwazi ukukhuluma efaka imithetho eminye engelangqondo eyenza ukuthi ekugcineni kube sengathi izikolo labazali bayaxabana uhulumende nguyohlulekayo ukuthi ngabe uyanika abantwana lokhuyana okwakuphuma kuqala isikolo ngesikolo ngeqiniso kulaa mphathi wesikolo ongabuyisela abantwana nxa engabe ethola ingcosana evela kuhulumende
Mhm siyabonga baba uMkandla aqhubeka ubambile khonapho ke mbuyele kuma Saraure ngoma ma Saraure ma taura mu statement ya ma burisa nasi muri kuti imimi province ye ma Thebeleland North ndiyo ya wanikwa ichita vana va shoma vaenda kuchikoro nasi pane zvikonzero zvamanzwa here
Ndinotenda zvikonzero zvizhinji zvatiri kunzwa ndezvekushayikwa kweupfumi kuti vabereki vatumire vana kuzvikoro ikoko nekuti pane mashoko akatitambira angatiratidza kuti upfumi hwekunzvimbo iyoyo vanhu vari kutotambura kuunganidzawo mari dzekuti vatoraramawo sevanhu saka vanenge vachizoti upfumi ushoma hwavainawo kuti vazobvisawo mwaindzawana kuchikoro zvinenge zvichivaremera saka mari nyaya zhinji yange iri panyaya yekushayikwa kwemari yekuti vana vaende ekuzvikoro kwacho asi tanzwawo zveimwe nyaya yevabereki vari kuratidza kuona kunge zvedzidzo zvichisina direction kana zvichisina kwana zvakwazviri kuenda zvazvobatsira vana vavo vachiratidza kutitsumwa nenyaya yekuti dzidzo yavo inenge iri kungobva kuharare ichingoimbozwa kwavari isinei nezvimwe zvavanenge vachitarisira kwavari zvekuti havachina yandingati havachina motivation yekuti vana vacho vanyanyoende kuzvikoro zvekuti kuenda kwevana rango chekuti ndokuti mwana anokurirako asi hazvisiri zvekare zvekuti vanhu vaishingirira nepese pavaigona kuti dai vana vakwanisa kuti vadi vaende kuchikoro asi chimwe chikuru zvechazvonyanyodikakamadza pandataura neumwe mudzidzisi aripo anga achitaura iye achiti pachikoro chavari ivo vana vavo vazhinji vari pabhimu ineyegavenment inoita kuti vana avanga vachidzidza mahara zvokuti nyaya yemari haingazove dambudziko kwavari asi vari kuchema vachiti bhimu yachona ringori zita nekuti hurumende yacho inenge isingauyise mari yekuti vana havadzidze zvokuzoitawo kuti kana vachita vacho vachizenge vauya munguva zhinji vari kuzoshaya zvikwanisiro zvekuti vange vachivadzidzisa zvokuzoitawo kuti nyaya yacho yedzidzo ingove yedambi zvekuti panoshaya munhu anongaite shungu nayo vanozozimara vangosiyana nazvo nekuti hakuna kudzidziswa kwakati chikiti kunenge kuchiitwa vana zvekuti vangange vanongona kungogara kumba kana kungoya mumwe musi kana vadavo
please do stay on the line Mr. Masaraure ke sithathe umlaleli lapha uRobo Svanda kunjani mtawini baba
hayi ngiyaphila ntungalinjani lina
hayi siyaphila kunjani lapho khona
hayi napha kuhle kodwa heyi uhlupho lolo elikhuluma ngalo uhlupho lwemali abantwana bezikolo bayasikhathaza
yeba kithi bakuhambile ina bakho ubatholele imali yempatala
imali ihluphile sibili ngitshone ngisesenta ngizama ukudinga wona imali kayitholakali
esenta ngaphi khonapho kobulawayo
ma uye ngapha ku-ecocash bakutshela ukuthi bhadala ama $2, $3 uthole uthole imali engange $50. Njalo leyo mali iyahlupha ukutholakala. Njengathi thina abazali sesifana nokuthi sesiphakathi kwembokodo lelitshe. Okuyikuthi okubuhlungu ka umntwana ukhala ngathi abazali. Kuzothi ama teacher bakhala ngathi abazali. Ungazathi thina yithi esilecala kanti lolu hlupho ludalwe lilizwe.
Kundaba ye iko keshi konapho Sibanda akungichazisele kuhle. Ngiphe umzekeliso asithi ifees yomntwana yi $50. Nxa ubhadala nge-econet, nge-ecocash, baya befuna ubhadala imalini. Ngizokhuluma nge-$2. Kuyamele uyengeze ibe yi-$52. Kuyama njani kona?
Uhlupho ezinkulu zethu abakabi layo imitshina yabo leyo kuswayipa leyo. Layona leyo inumber zoyo, ecocash abalazo, bathi bafuna i-cash. Right, ikeshi uzusuya kuma ikokeshi ngale abalazi imali zakhona. Bangutshela ukuthi imali iyahlupha, so nxa ufuna sikuphe imali kange $50, sinika imali kange $3. So kufana lokuthi suthenga imali leyana. Yilo uhlupho esihlangana nalo. Ngapha esikolo bayakhala sithi bathi sifuna i-cash njalo sokunzima ngoba uhead sezesithi noma 50 cents ngilani.
Yebo kithi abakho bangaka abaya esikolo Mtawini?
Mina abami abaya esikolo sengiloyedwa kodwa ngilabazukulu abangu-4.
Bonke ukababhadalela.
Okuyikuthi hayi abanye sengibabhadalele sibili sokuhlele ababili.
Hayi siyabonga Mtawini baba, silethembu za uzayithola imali ubabhadalela abazukulu.
Hayi siyabonga Ntunga. Sibe sonke njalo kusasa lo manini.
Hayi kakhulu siyabonga, uqhubeke la usithinta sizokwenzakalayo.
Hayi kuhle.
That's our listener there, Rob Sibanda ngumdawini. Mkomama Sarauri manzwa amterera ari kutaura apa vari kuchema-chema. Nenyaya yekuti iko cash panenge pa vachivuma kuti ubhadhara ine iko cash vanowanikwa vachiti you know pay more zvizvo muri kuona kuzvikoro zvenyu izvozvo zvikuru sei kuma reserve yavapo here iko cash.
Nyaya yekushepa kwemari yakonzera matambudziko akawanda pakubhadhara. Zvikoro zvizhinji hazvina facility yeikogesh yekuti vana vakwanise kunge vachibhadhara. Zvikoro zvizhinji hazvina facility yemaswipe. Zvikoro zvizhinji zviri kutoti kana kwaitwa mabank transfer chaiwo vaakuramba kuti mwana apinde akabata bepa rinoratidza kuti aite bank transfer vachitichamirira kuti titange taona kuti maakaunti macho yakazosvika here, vachichema vachiti tine matambudziko ekuti pamwe pakanzi paitwa wa matransfer tozoona ringori bepa rakadhindwa asi transfer yachona isina kuzoefektiwa. Kune vamwe vabereki vari kumamisha vaakumanikidzwa kuenda kunotenga mari kuti kana uchinge uine iko cash uchida kuti uwane $50 unonge uchibhadhara 25% pamusoro woipiwa iri mapepa anobatika emabond note kuti ukwanise kuzonobhadhara kuzvikoro zvekumaruwa kunenge kusina kusina mafacilities iwayo. Saka tichitarisa mwana anenge achifanirwa kuti atabhadhare $15 kana akanzi abhadhare mari yacho yaakuita zvekunotengwa munhu akwira bhazi kuenda kunotenda mari, mari yacho inotozobhadharwa yaakutosvika $50 ichitarisa nenyaya dzetransport yekuti vanhu vafambe vachienda kunototengeswa mari yacho. Saka idambudziko.
We have lost Obet Masaraure there, president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. However, we will be reconnecting with him shortly. Coming back to you, Mr. Kandla, I know you have your own concerns about the state of our education. What are your main concerns and how should they be addressed in your view?
My main concern as of the moment is the new curriculum, excluding the economic hardships that we're talking about. I believe this new curriculum is adding to the wars that the whole system is facing. It's a new curriculum that seems not that well thought out, not well planned before, just force it down the throat of the nation. Because there are no qualified personnel to implement it. And what is even worse, there are so many new subjects that have been added to the curriculum as if the learning day will be extended to more than what it can take. For example, he's doing grade 3. He needs 15 exercise books for first 15 subjects. I think from an educationist point of view, that is rather too much for a young child to take. If at the university and other tertiary institutions, people concentrate on one or two subjects, and which give them a hard time, never mind that is a high level of education, what of those 15 subjects is such a confusing and confused situation that some of us are very much worried. What is it real that the minister and his minister and the government and what things are going to achieve? That is my biggest worry. I think this new curriculum should have been introduced piecemeal over a period of about 5 years to see whether it works or it doesn't. And add this problem of the curriculum to the economic hardships that everyone is talking about. You have really a cocktail of disaster that is going to affect the education of this nation for many, many, many years to come. If it wanted to think like a caring government, they should have suspended this new curriculum until things stabilize in the country.
Vavumkandla kodwa ukhulume ngodaba lokuthi kulaba abalisa ba qualified abalolwazi abalekhono lokuthi bengafundisa abantwana kuma ama subjects ona lawa amatsha abuya le curriculum entsha. Kodwa uhulumende ubike namhlanje ukuthi useqhathe ababalisa bangu 2300 abaqualified ukuthi bafundise ama subjects ona lawa amatsha isifundo zonezo ezintsha. Kakukusuthisi lokho?
Ngitshola kancane, kuyini inkulungwane ezimbili amakhulu amathathu elizweni elingaka? Baqeqesha ngaphi labo bantu singazange sibabone besemakolitshini? Bayenela yini izikolo zonke? Mina kangingaboni ngitholo yedwa kulezi zikolo engizaziyo kulabo babalise ukuthiwa bakhona. Bangaphi? Baqeqesha nini? Baqeda nini izifundo zabo? Sakela ukuthi laba sebekhona. Njengoba ngisitsho, kuyini 2000 ilizwe lonke leli bangenela yini? Bonabo balutshwane kakhulu. Yikukhuluma nje ukuthi bafuna ukugida bezicakezela laba bantu abakuhulumende. Kakula lutho. Yibo ngabe kuphiwe isikhathi baphuma baba banengi bagcwala indawana yonke le. Uzafika ukuthi bonabo engxenye okuthiwa sebeqeqeshile bafundisa ezikolweni ezikhethiwe ezivele ziphezulu. Ngapha ngaphansi akula lutho Nkomo labalaleli. Angikwazi ukuthi ukhona yini owafika amanani ala lezikolo abakuzo sibe sesikhangela le nani lezikolo ezikhona elizweni lonke lezifundo zona lezi ukuthi kufuneka ababalisi abangaki. Lokhu lithonsi elwandle akuyindawo yiko kume bengabakwenza benza lokuthiwa yi-pre-trial ye-curriculum basebenze bona labo matisha bengakayilethi ebantwini ayikhona ukuqalisa nge-curriculum entsha babe sebeletha abantu gogogo akusebenzi.
Aha, siyabonga baba Mkandla, ngiyazi kukhona lapho ufuna ukugijimela khona. Siyabonga kakhulu baba ngokuba lati kuhlelo. We really appreciate.
Thank you Ngomo. Kodwa bengithanda ukuthi ngingakasuki abantu indaba lezikolo bangayikhangeli beyibeka yodwa lolu ludubo lezokuma kubi komnotho welizwe. Yebo namhla izikolo zivuliwe kodwa udubo lokuswelakala kwemali ngolelizwe lonke ezibhedlela kumdalo ezikolo kunjalo amabhasi lani kunjalo udubo lolu asoze luphele ngaphandle kokuthi ulungise umnotho welizwe abantu bazuze imali. Mbe ngithi mina labona baba ngakukhuluma bo-eco case lani lama-bank transfers owenze eco case ngole mali owenza i-bank transfer ngole mali ongelalutho uzatransferani vele ngakulalutho udube yikuthi ilizwe seligcwele ubuyanga obunukayo.
Aha, well said there again. Thank you very much Mr. Thandeko Zinti Mkandla, educationist. Lingatino la kusasa baba.
Siyabonga, it is my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you there to Mr. Mkandla. Unfortunately, we have to release him because he's rushing somewhere else. Mr. Masaraure is back. But before I cross over to him, ngithathe umlaleli lapha uFreedom oseHarare. Kunjani baba?
Ngikhona baba.
Yeah, izwi lindaba singenile kuhlelo Freedom.
Yeah, hayi indaba ngizile lapha silohlupho lukhona olukhulu kakhulu lapha eZimbabwe. Uhlupho lo yasazi ukuthi singaluqeda ngani. Ischool fees lapha lati ziyasandela mina ngilabantwana abangu-8 abafundayo. Kathesi ukuthi ngibabhadalele njani angazi ukuthi ngibabhadalela njani kuthiwa imali ziyalo ukuphuma kwanjena i-gold note leli asiboni thina ukuthi ukuhamba njani kuleli lizwe.
Vangu-8 abakho Freedom bakuliphi izinga base-primary base-secondary kumbe baxubene nje?
Bonke base-primary abanye ngabazukulu abantwana babodadewethu bahleli lapha ekhaya kodwa bakhangele mina.
Aha, wena lisukubhadalela bangaki so far?
Okathesi vele angingabhadaleli muntu ngoba isikolo engibafundisa kiso laso sikhala ngemthina yena leyo ukuthi abakwanisi ukusayipa. Ngikhuluma nginje ngumbalisi la ngimelele ukuhulumende kodwa imali ayiboni.
Yebakithi, so ungumbalisi, you have to deal with a problem yokungabhadalwa kuhle, ubuye ube le problem futhi yokuthi ngaleso sizathu kawenelisi ukubhadalela abantu bakho esikolo labazukulu plus imali vele kayitholakala emabhanga.
Lokhu yindawo enzima kakhulu engikhathazayo ukuthi angazi ukuthi kambe umphakathi lo zilo wonke ukuthi singenza njani ukuze siqede lolu suku.
Ngokubona kwakho kwenziwe njani mnumzana?
Mina ngiphelelwe ngimadolo nzima angazi ngikhangele khona phezulu isithatha amandla ukuthi kambe kungenziwa njani.
Hayi siyabonga but njengokutsho kababa Mkandla msho ubulalele Mr. Mkandla said and I agree with him the problems bedeviling the education sector are a reflection of the national crisis that we have as a country and the answer really the solution to those problems might be political. If you are not happy with what's happening, maybe it's time for you to go and register to vote. And vote out the government. But if you are happy with what's happening, maybe you should register too and vote for the status quo. Is that simple? Angidi kunjalo, Freedom.
Hayi kunjalo kona baba ngunkomo anti
ngunkomo ba
hayi kunjalo kona hayi khona kunjalo kodwa ke lanxa sikuma ecocate lapha sihlangana lolu yusuku lokuthi nxa kuyikuthi ufuna $50 uzwa kuthiwa hayi thatha $46 dinisiyele $4 lapha yenye inkinga futhi esihlangana layo naleyo elizweni lethu angazi ukuthi vele singenza njani.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. $4 yonke le, that's a lot of money in a country like Zimbabwe. Even here in the United States, ingaphuma nje $4 ku account, you feel it ukuthi ah, ilokuzeni bengile imali ethe xaxa lapha na si shota nge $4. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, hayi kona yiko ngomo, hayi lutuke silalo lapha eZimbabwe.
Yebakithi, hayi kuzalunga, silethemba le mali yefizo zayithola abantwana labazukulu bahambe esikolo mnumzana.
Hayi, ngiyabonga Nkomo, kwazo phezulu.
Mhm, hayi kuzalunga, siyabonga lathi. Freedom, that's our listener there calling us from Harare. Freedom is a teacher. He's a parent too. He has 8 kids. His own plus abantwana babota tewabo abazukulu. And he says so far he hasn't been able to get any school fees for them. He complains about being underpaid. Then you have all these children that you have to take care of. And under the circumstances, you cannot. Coming back to you, Mr. Masaraure, the government says it has recruited 2,300 teachers. That's 2,300, according to the ZBC today. Who will be teaching the new subjects under the controversial new curriculum? Is that not enough? You guys always complain about this new curriculum, and the government has now responded with these qualified you know, teachers. Do you have any case anymore against the new curriculum?
To begin with, Momo, that is a lie. The 2,300 teachers are not coming in to teach the new curriculum only. The bulk of them are replacements for teachers who had their contracts terminated or who left the profession while there was a freeze of employment and they were not being replaced. So they didn't say they had a big backlog and they just did try to fill some gaps. But obviously, coming to the idea of sending a deployed teachers to teach the new curriculum, we would say this is a serious case where the nation is now being forced to fund the whole process of trying to massage the ego of one Comrade Lazarus Dokora, because looking at it, the new subject that is alluding to has nothing to do with the contextual realities of our country. It has nothing to do. They will not help us in any way as a country to solve the crisis that is bedeviling our country. We would have expected investment in other areas of our economy. The 2,300 teachers, well, the bulk of them are for debt filling for teachers that they've already left. And if we are going to be deploying a couple of teachers who will be teaching drama and stuff in those schools, that will not help us. And obviously, they are also truly true. So we are looking at a scenario where we had the shambolic process of trying to implement a hurriedly prepared curriculum, which is also flawed and is not compatible with our needs as a country. And we are now using the little resources that we have. We are pouring them down the drain just to massage the ego of Lazarus Dokora. What is really needed at the moment in the country is serious education planning, where we have people must be sitting down and really designing a good curriculum for the country, trying to find ways of funding it. And the implementation must also be systematic. It must not be a hurried thing, obviously, when people are trying to just get recognition to be seen to be doing something when, in actual fact, they are not doing anything. everything. When people are really trying to stampede before, it's trying to dramatize before the elections which are coming around. They want to fool the whole nation that something is being done. But we are on the ground. We know those 2,300 teachers, the bulk of them are extremely forgetful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Mkoma. Obed Masaraure, please do stay on the line. Timbo in the South Africa, Timbo Tora, Mkoma Mambouma. Magadi Mkoma wangu.
Dofara Mkoma Mtunga, Moriseko.
Ah, Dribo, Guriseko, Jionuku.
Ah, Mungo Tatarika, Tatarika, Kuno.
Nah, Vichanaga, Maizwa, Nyairi Mugango, Mama, Wanairi, Ma, School Fees.
Ah, Saka, Oma Mkoma wangu, hey. Upenyo wajo, ulumende ya nisuti nda kupapa nushara kustapa extendi ipi jazie. Na amu cha chae ya wada kukonzeleza mnika kustapa kusada kubuma kutimbio sunsaka. Zino kosha mkoma kutimunu aliku tambura kana jero aliku unanyanja aliku mbuya aliku achenda mbuya kubanga kuna kuti langa badara skufizi mso kutanga ereo kajitosha oma ereo kuti barara meo zirinani. Zino kwaadza mkoma, zino kwaadza zinga itibuji uti urumende. Even mariacho mnika amuna, ina ndi blame yangu skoro, neto blame urumende pachayeno uti urumende uto konewa. Na adoko warakuto waya education system, inda tumbo iti. Andi honi cha warukumoko, nakupasa waka pindani, ina chanda kati maya, chanika teo shaka ifo wanumuno, angani ndi minister of education.
Asika wariku, asi wariku bigwa na wa mgave anzi wariku gonesa.
Vigana huo sepa kukuone wakwani kwa chita huo sepa kutu mwanu wesu wachikone wapana ngazo wana uti mwuru kukona sa uti wesu wakukone wa sekuru kundi mwanu ngachikona darika mwe papa uhiru wa upaya u ino wa papa tuwa kutipata wano wazo wakukone wa saka ndi wani kutu wapana ngazo uti mwuru wakone wa wesu wachikone wa wano kwa chingi wana uti ndo kutokona kwa chuka wakita kwa sindo kukangani sila wana wesu mbako siyucha ewa anas huo sepa anewa generation ajatele rapashi nasta naka. Jadi tak korup kata janggung kau mah masalah urut aku kan saya kupin dalam cerong baca mandilah washing dulu fellowship itu kau ah doa korup kata jas dulu kau tu doa kerja semua kita education ini siapa positif ini sekte itu jadi tu mungkin aku benefit aku kata ah masalah urut ni tu korup cerita mana aku ah doa tu sejak betul
ah ni dia ah wakat terera ah masalah urut baru kujin
ah panacan tanda orang siapa betul ni.
Aiwa, vicha naka mkoma wangu tisa rasa mbere kone kufirwa.
Ya, ziyatu zuna kakana pato ya wangu wanyuwa ni kwete hawa varipu wa wadi. Toto da yu vla, dize recycling of debt yudu danyara na asusu nye.
Aiwa, tuuzwizwa ti notenda ni kupinda mchirongwa mkoma Donald.
Mofarisa mkoma sista tenda yiko koko mama.
Ndicham kwa ziza.
Thanks mkoma.
Okay, thanks. That's our number one listener there, Donald Mambouma. And Mr. Masarore, please just stay on the line as I welcome Zinasu President Alistair Funye. Mr. Funye, good evening and welcome on Studio 7. We are doing good. Let's dive in. As universities and colleges, you guys opened some time 2 weeks ago. Secondary and primary schools opened today. We've been talking mainly about problems bedeviling the primary and secondary sector, but I know you have your own fair share of challenges and problems as colleges and universities. What are those challenges?
Thank you, my brother. I can refer it as scandalous because as students today, as we recently opened, were confronted by a situation that even our payment plans, for example, at MSU are being erased, introducing what the so-called loans, but these loans, they don't even benefit all the majority of the students. They just cater for only students that have their parents as civil servants. and also the major problem again that we are facing as students at tertiary institution is the issue of accommodation. We are confronted by a situation that we are having double intakes, and having double intakes, those double intakes, they don't even accommodate all the students on campus. Henceforth, resulting to a situation where we witness female students being victimized by combi drivers so that they'll be able to be transported to school, being victimized by garden boy, referring to the incident at the University of Zimbabwe, where some female students are now residing with garden boys. We refer it as a type of accommodation. So these are one of the challenges that are confronting us as we open schools.
The Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jonathan Moyo, and I must say, when it comes to issues, policy, politics, there is a lot of daylight between him and me. We differ a lot. I don't agree at all with what he stands for. He seems to me like a practical man, a problem solver. I've seen him dive in and solve problems for the benefit of his constituency, for the benefit of students, for the benefit of whoever will be needing help. Have you tried to engage him as students?
Yes, as the Zimbabwe National Students Union, last semester we submitted a 10-point plan to his office on how he can be able to improve the environment in our learning campuses, to improve the quality of education. I think they revised that book, that 10-point plan, and he's trying to use it as a party card when it comes to 2018, according to our analysis. But however, looking at the issues of grants, those same grants, they are being offered by companies like EduLoan. They once engaged us as Zimbabwe National Students Union, but we saw that those loans are actually stealing much from the students and their parents, because at the end of the day, you find that the collateral that they want, some of the parents don't have. And also the percentage of interest in those loans is just too much to what is expected. Because we should also understand that education is not for sale. It's a right. A right is something that must be everyone must benefit from.
Please do stay on the line there, Alistair Funye, ZINASU President, and Masaraore. Please do stand by. Ngithathe umlaleli lapha, uMagaya eSouth Africa. Kunjani, Magaya?
Ngiyaphila baba, linjani khona ngapha eMelika?
Nayi siyaphila. Uyizwile indaba, bahlawulelwe yini abantwana esikolo?
Ngicabanga njalo njengoba mina ngapha angizwanga bekhalakhala, kodwa ke bangaze babe behlawulile. Kuyangihlupha kulaba abangahlawulanga, ngokuthi ngangisizwa isizathu. It's not ukuthi abazali bayehluleka, kukhona okwenza benganelisi ukubhadala. Mhlawumbe yikho kungikhathazayo ukuthi into enjalo ingalungisiswa njani ukuze abazali bangayihlupala ukubhadala abantwana esikolo ngendlela zokuthi uhulumende khona ukubancedisa.
Kulungisiswe njani pho khonapho, Magaya? Ngoba ayikho phela imali elizweni, emabhanga lapha iyasilela njengobani usazi la.
Well, angazi kumbe sengizohlanganisa indaba ngokuthi sizama ukulungisisa. Uyabona ungahamba ebhoda lapha, mina ngiyacrossa almost every month and ngisiya eZimbabwe. Amadola lama tayini le imali ekhona manje, amadola le mali enye nale
amabhondi notes la sesile.
Ye, wona la amabhondi maningi kakhulu laphana, abafana bababambile bayatshintsha. Ukuthi waye uhulumende kakwazi khonokho yini engayenzama ukuthi imali leyo ingene emabhanga abanikazi abasebenzayo lapho, funa ukuthi into bazitholi khona, akwazakalini baba.
abakwazi ukuthi amabhondi agcwele eBotswana laseSouth Africa khona ngapho, but bayakulungisisa njani? Awusoze ungene phela eBotswana uyebathathela abantu osiphatheleni bona babale abalamabhondi.
Ye, athi imizamo lami sengizama ukuthi mhlawumbe lesiphatha amandla ezikuhulumende zingazizama lazo ukuthi hhayi ezinyimali madoda nzazi zikhona ebantwini emabhoda lapha ezingazi kwethu bayenza imizamo angikwazi ukuthi ukuhamba njani ukuthi ufike ebhanga umzethu ulele khona eswele imali kodwa wona ungafika laphana ukuthatha imali ifunayo ngesikhathi singaleso. Mhlawumbe kudinga ukuthi ungabe kuyalungisiswa khonoko ukuze usuhlunge mhlawumbe umuntu ongahamba kanti yena kakubone khonoko.
Aliqiniso lelo. Mnumzana Magaya, siyabonga ukungena kuhlelo ba.
Ngiyabonga lamhlanje bengisithi ngiyakhalala ngisaphinde ngiliphinde futhi alibambeki litholakala nzima kakhulu.
Sorry, sesizaqhubeka sikubamba baba. Times siyandelwa ngabalaleli babe baningi kakhulu kodwa hayi lifikile ithuba lakho namhlanje.
Okay, ngiyabonga. Bengicabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe ngizakhuluma lobaba uMkandla njengoba lani usuke kwana but izengane usephumile kaseko kuhlelo.
Yeah, usuke wagijimela sami ubaba uMkandla.
Okay, mbona
kakhulu baba. Okay, siyabonga Magaya. That's Mr. Magaya there calling us from South Africa. Ndimbodzo kira kwa muri mkoma masara urendi satinda inda kuna vapfunye. Muri kuti imimi mu statement yenyu and I quote, once again, we maintain our call for the urgent setting up of the Education Equalization Fund to fund free quality education for all and also 100% to salary rural attraction and retention allowance to motivate and keep quality and experienced educators in the rural areas to expedite development of education. Saka murutora nezve free education for all ne education equalization fund iyo ichava homwe ichange ichi yakanangana nezve kubhadharira munhu wese muzvikoro ichabva kupi mari yacho zvichafambiswa sei apa.
Ndinotenda mari iyo kubhadhara iyo yetinayo ndinoda kuti ndikupei muenzaniso wekuti kunyika yakaita seNamibia tisati tadzoka kunokumba mwana wese anoenda kuchikoro kuprimary nekusekondari anongosungirwa kuti azitengere uniform chete mari inenge yabhadharwa nehurumende. Tichidzoka kunokumba tikada kuedza tichikalkuleta vana vedu neuwandu hwavo nemari yatinoda kuti tivabhadharire muzvikoro zviri basic zvekuti vana vese vaende kuchikoro tikamira matrip matatu ekuenda kuSingapore kunoitisa kana kusikero kuendesa mwana kusikero kana kungoti munhu anotarikwa maziso kuti aidii tombongotora mari totigwendo kunotoda kuchengeta mari iyoyi yematiri matatu tibhadhare dzidzo inokwana kubhadhara dzidzo yevana vose vetemu imwe chete. Mari tinayo chatinongoda kugadzirisa mapriorities edu toziva zvakatikoshera senyika toziva kuti kuinvesta mudzidzo kusimudzira nyika nekuti vana vatiri kupa njere ava tidi kuti tirasikirwe nedzimwe njere dzichatadza kuenda kuchikoro dzinove njere dzadzichazovandudza upfumi hwenyika. Saka mari iripo muno yakawandisa tine upfumi huri muzvicherwa tine upfumi huri muzvirimwa zvedu tine upfumi potenga upfumi huri mumaindastri tikange tavhura taita taunganidza upfumi hwedu zvakanaka tine upfumi hwakawandisa chinongodiwa kugadzira mapriorities edu zvakanaka chinongodiwawozve kuisa ziso redu rakasimba panyaya yekusamastructural adjustment chaivo chaivo kwete anaisa paya yakatovandudzira upfumi hwedu togadzirawo domestic capital yakakura inokwanisa kuita kuti zvinhu zvedu zvese zviende mberi zvingave kudzidzo kana kune zveutano chaizvo.
Ndimboenda kuna mukoma pfunye. Alista uyakhuluma masara uri lapha ukhuluma nge free education for all. Okuyinto ehlala ikhulunywa ngabantu abaningi nje bathi imfundo ayimelanga ibe le mbhadalo. Ngokubona kwakho is that practical iyavela ngaphi imali?
Ngokubona kwami ngibona kupractical ukuthi imfundo ingaba for free. Singakhangela selizweni okudisappear khona imali ezingange 15 billion US dollars ziselizweni uprofessor uminister for Twitter and Zanu PF faction ekwazi ukuthengela izinduna amabhayisikili ngemali yama-students. So lokhu kuyatshengisela ukuthi imali ikhona kodwa abaprioritize lapho kumele ichannelwe khona. Singakhayela ukuthi ku-15 billion ya-disappear, let's say sathatha 5 billion sayichannela into education, sathatha vis-a-vis le mali ezimdefu sahlanganisa. The 110 possibilities ukuthi singa-achieva i-free education for all. So ngibona ubaba Masaraure ebuye lo mqondo omuhle njalo ngiyamsupporta ngokuthi kwakhona i-government yehluleka ukuprivatize.
We have lost Alistair Afunye nevertheless, we still have Mr. Masaraure, and for those who've just tuned in, this is Studio 7, and the program is The Connection. Today we are focusing on schools opening amid the continuing, the enduring cash crisis, which has reportedly resulted in many parents failing to access cash from the banks to pay for their kids. Coming back to you, Mr. Masaraure, going forward, how do we address all the problems that you are pointing out? How do we secure and make sure our education sector rises to the levels where it once was?
Well, thank you so much for that question. We have over the years been demanding and demanding for reforms from the incumbent government. But what they have been doing is the complete opposite of what we always expected from them. And they are continuing to run towards the abyss. They are dragging our education sector towards the hell. So it's now incumbent upon the citizens of Zimbabwe to really come together and choose another government that can run the republic. And obviously, they must also be reading through the manifestos of those who will be claiming that they can lead this country better. Some of the key points to note is to realize that we don't need neoliberalism in this country. We don't need pro-capitalist policies in this country because they can only do us more harm. So if we go towards election season, I would urge fellow citizens to register to vote. And when they register to vote, they must make sure that they will vote for a government that will be able to really plan for education, to plan for an education system that is competitive globally, to plan for an education system that can address the challenges that we face as a country. So at the end of the day, it is really time for Zimbabweans to collectively agree that the current regime has failed to run not only the education sector, but all these spheres of our lives, from the economic and the broader social issues, including health and other social issues, housing and other amenities. So it is time for us to be changing the government, finding an alternative, and coming together and designing policies that work for our country.
Regime change is the solution, says Mr. Masaraure there. I'm not the one who's saying that. Please do stay on the line now, Mr. Masaraure. Sate umlaleli emzansi tore tereri South Africa vamoyo makadi mkomo wangu
ndino simba makadize
aiwa tinofara kuri sei ku South Africa
kuri nani zvako
mainzwa nyari mugango nasi.
Ya nyaya tiri kuinzwa but ini ndinoona kuti tinofanira kutongodzingwa hurumende iri kutonga izvozvi kwete kudzinga vana kuchikoro.
Saka inodzingwa nani?
Nyika ndo iri kuba mari, saka vanhu vandati vanhu vaone pi mari iyo hurumende ikaisa mari mubhengi vanhu havashayi mari, saka vanokudzingirei vana vechikoro, vanoti mari tinoiwanepi.
Asi hurumende yacho inogara ichitaura wani kuti hapana mwana anofanira kudzingwa kuchikoro, asi zvikoro zvinongodzinga vana zvisinei.
Aiwa, izvo zvinotaurwa parali kuti hakuna mwana anodzingwa kuchikoro. Ko tinongonzwa vachingoti vanhu havafani kurohwa nekuti hava support bato riri kutonga zvino asi vanhu vanongorohwa hapana anosungwa ukatoripota iwarohwa ndionotosungwa saka iyi pati inofanira kutongoendeswa iyi zvachose inyure zvachose because ukatarisa indoshaya kuti vanonzi ndo vanovasapota vacho ndevapi nekuti tese tinongodzingirwa vana kuchikoro hakunzi mwana wemwana wesapota ezanhu ngaasari kuchikoro asi vanhu vanosarara vanongosapotera kusapotera bato doro chete raunotengerwa musumwe chete werali chete
aiwa
vanonoti ya vanhu vakafa pfungwa chaiko chaiko chipati chinofanira kutongoenda ichi
aiwa tinotenda nepfungwa dzenyu vamoyo
nei ndinotendawo
Alistair, how do we move forward? How do we fix our broken education sector?
I think moving forward, it is incumbent to the people and the citizens of Zimbabwe to join them as we are going towards 2018 election to really take it upon themselves to decide and listen to these politicians. But what is fundamental is that, number one, we don't want a bureaucrat government. Number two, we don't want dictatorship. Number three, we want a government for the people, by the people, that represent and obey the principles that they were elected to power. We need a government also that will consider reviving industry, will consider reviving education. Because while we want industry to revive, we also have students that go on attachment. And looking at the economy which is being run by zombie economists has resulted to students being more of volunteers offering their services, not being paid anything. So I think it is important that all young people go and register to vote when it comes to 2018.
Aha, ngamafitshane nxa ubabu Jonathan Moyo lalelo kwamanje ngoba ngichilo you know he's a practical man he's a problem solver as far as I've seen him in action mayilalele ngamafitshane kuyini ongafuna kulungisise ngokuphuthuma
lalele ekulungisise number 1 ukukhipha iattachment fee. Number two, you will keep in medical aid, because in medical aid, most of our students are 7 visits, but 7 fair and 0. Number three, you will keep a fee. So it is maybe 3 and 5. Then number four, you will keep a kind of accommodation within our campus aid.
And that brings us to the end. Thank you there, Alistair. Siyabonga kakhulu. Siyabonga. And that brings us to the end of our show, but we still have a minute on the clock, which I would like to use to remind you that the voter registration process will soon commence. As you'd know by now, President Robert Mugabe has proclaimed that voter registration should start this week on Thursday, that's the 14th. Of course, I understand there is litigation being taken by Tendai Biti and Monzora, if I'm not mistaken, over that case. But we don't know how it will play out. However, for now, be on standby. Zeke has said that they might not start registering people on the day because they are still waiting for the machines. But here's the bottom line. Hlalani lilindile, sisuke yahlala garai maga gazirira kunyoreza kuvota. And that does it for us. Thank you there, Tandeko Zintimkanda, Alistair Punye, Obed Masaraure, and Mr. Raymond Majongwe. We tried but failed to connect with you. Mafone nyari kuneza mkoma wangu. Good night, Zimbabwe. Lila lezulukandaba. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.